This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotion. Let's reflect on our lives. We look back and sometimes we say, why did I do that? I've got a sense of regret and shame for what I did. I remember as a young boy hitting another youngster who'd been teasing me. Now, I'm not proud of what I did. I guess you can recall something like that. It's feeling guilty for something you said or did. There's guilt and there's shame. But do you know shame is worse? It's feeling really bad. It can be a destructive emotion that can actually stay with you forever. I mean, guilt is focused on the what of what, whereas shame is focused on the who, and I'll explain that as we go along. So it's not so much I did something bad, it's more like I am something bad. Sadly, there are a lot of people who feel ashamed and talk themselves into saying, I am a bad person, everything's my fault. And that sense of a bad self is so deeply ingrained for some people it can be difficult to think of any other way. It's an unfortunate way to live. I hope that you're not like that. You don't have to punish yourself or engage in self-destructive behaviour as a cover-up. And some people's shame comes from a traumatic event from the past, a disability, for example, a weakness, or even infertility. Shame is saying, I am damaged, I'm broken, I'm ugly, I'm dirty, I'm disgusting, I'm worthless, unwanted. And sometimes these feelings, unfortunate feelings, can be pushed onto you by parents or teachers or even your employer. Shame has got this devastating effect, and we think that we've got to be perfect, we've got to cover it up. If I work hard, maybe people will think I'm all right. And we can end up nursing this dislike of who we are ourselves. In the New Testament, in the Bible, we read a story in Luke chapter 8 of a dying girl and her father. Her father's name was Jairus. Jairus was a highly respected ruler of the synagogue. And one day he was in a desperate situation. He knelt down in front of Jesus, in front of the crowd, begged for the life of his daughter who was dying. She was aged 12. And Jairus wanted Jesus to come to his house. He was desperate. At the same time, same day, in that crowd, there was a woman, a sick woman, who was there. She had a discharge of blood for 12 years. She had a disease of shame. She'd hidden away for 12 years. You imagine the pain. She wasn't allowed to go into the synagogue, couldn't contact anybody, an outcast, lonely person. She couldn't have children. And according to the Jewish law, she was ceremonially unclean. It was an incurable disease. She'd spent her money trying to get a cure. And here was an invisible woman. We don't even know her name. A terrible disease. She didn't want it. And people living with shame today hide themselves. They don't want to be exposed. Jairus was a different sort of person. Everyone knew who he was. But this unknown woman probably had a deep sense of heavy shame. But on that day, on that memorable day, she had nothing to lose and so came to Jesus. And she touched the fringe of his garment, a very brave act to do when people probably were trying to get rid of her. And she grabbed his clothing in desperation. The Bible says immediately her discharge of blood stopped. And Jesus said, who is it that touched me? Now he knew, of course. He really wanted her to identify herself. He had a lot more to give her. Lots of people would have touched Jesus in that jostling moment with the crowd. But here was an act of faith. And like Jairus, she came and knelt at his feet. She was probably terrified of this rabbi, this famous rabbi. Was she going to be humiliated by him in front of everyone? But notice what happens if you read the story. Jesus said, daughter, you are now well because of your faith. May God give you peace. That's Luke 8, verse 48. So not only was her disease healed, but also the shame was healed in a loving way that Jesus treated her. You know that Jesus was on his way to the cross. He took her sickness on himself. He was wounded and bruised for her, as he was for all of us. So today, if you're carrying a sense of shame, do something positive. Come to Jesus. Ask for his touch and his divine healing, because Jesus can heal the emotional wounds as well as the physical wounds. This poor woman went home in great joy and peace. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that Jesus saves broken people. Come to me today, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.